This is North Shore Today. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. And this is Wednesday, the day after Election Day here on the North Shore. A number of different results and races that we'll be talking about. And, Rick, I guess a few things to discuss would be the elections out of Gloucester. We have a post on that. We have some video interviews. We'll hear some interviews coming up in a few moments. But what are some of the highlights out of election night in Gloucester, or election day in Gloucester yesterday?
Well, first of all, it was a pretty good turnout. It didn't get the 10,000 that City Clerk Linda Law was predicting, but pretty close to it. And, of course, the big story was that the interim mayor, Safathia Romeo Taken, defeated Paul McGarry, the city council president, to become mayor full-time for a two-year term. And the numbers were 5,266 for Romeo Taken and 4,134 for McGarry. And then the other news, of course, is that there are five newcomers on the Gloucester City Council. Paul Lindbergh led the ticket with 17.1%, followed by incumbent Joe Schellino, and then Joe Orlando, Jamie O'Hara are the other at-large councilors. Three new ward councilors, Sean Nolan, Valerie Gilman, and Scott Memhart, to go along with incumbent Steve LeBlanc and Melissa Cox. So, a good turnout. A lot of fun last night at City Hall, a lot of celebration. And as you mentioned, we've got some videos up there. Got to talk with State Senator Bruce Tarr, who sort of is like the overseer. He comes in and takes notes and looks at everything. You know how Bruce is, just nothing but energy and goodness. So it was great to see him there last night, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, in the city of Lynn, I think the big story, there was not a race for mayor in the city of Lynn this year, not an election year for the mayor. But newcomer, Brian LaPierre, who we featured in an interview, I think it was sometime this summer. And then, I know that Josh Arnold had him on Trending Now in the last several weeks. But Brian LaPierre is a newcomer, and there was one vacant seat. Well, there are four seats. Everyone's up for election, but there were three incumbents running for those four seats, plus three other challengers running for that fourth seat. And I think the consensus was that there could be one of the incumbents could get upset, but no one knew quite who that would be. Well, that didn't happen. All three incumbents, Buzzy Barton, Dan Cahill, and Hong Nett, all went back in. But what was the big surprise, I think, is that Brian LaPierre, the newcomer, topped the ticket, and he topped the ticket by quite a bit, actually. He got 5,600 votes, 5,631, and his nearest challenger was really 1,000 votes back. That was Dan Cahill at 4,600 votes, 65. And then the others were down a little bit, but a little bit of change in leadership there at the Lynn City Council. But so it's Brian LaPierre and Dan Cahill coming in 1-2 in that race. And again, the top four win. So excluded from the race were Tim Phelan, who was a former councilor at large, ran for mayor and lost last time, and Rick Starbard, who was on the school committee, businessman in the area, and he lost in a bid for a councilor at large seat. So classic election, I guess, for Brian LaPierre. We're going to try to check in with him. And, he's been running an energetic campaign for a while now. So it's a great story for a campaign. And Brian's been involved with the schools and the teachers unions and different things in the area. So Brian LaPierre on the Lynn City Council. I think the school committee in Lynn, all the incumbents went back in, and there were a few empty seats, and those were picked up by a couple of newcomers, and I guess there weren't any real surprises in the ward races either. And so those were some of the election stories out of the North Shore.
Yeah, there was just one change in Gloucester School Committee, and Joel Fravaza is added to the mix with all the other incumbents returning. And I wonder, Bill, with the excitement, I don't know how much interest there was obviously across the nation in the local elections, but here in Massachusetts, it seemed as though there was a lot of activity. And I wonder if that means anything with the upcoming national elections 2 years hence, because there seems to be a tremendous interest in local folk wanting to have a say in what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I watched your interview with one of your interviews, and there's young, youthful energy. There's a little bit of that. There does seem to be, Brian's not a kid in Lynn, but he's certainly not a veteran politician either. He's been around politics, but, not for elective office, I don't think. But, you know, as far as a citywide kind of a thing is concerned. But, yeah, I don't know. That's there could be a little bit of a grassroots action. You know, that's how Bernie Sanders got involved. He was a grassroots kind of guy up in Vermont, started a third party, you know, ran for offices, didn't win, finally ran for mayor in the city of Burlington, won that, and went on to run for Congress and then on to Senate. And so maybe there's a little bit of a resurgence of that. Obviously, he's an outlier. You know, he was doing that when a lot of folks weren't doing that kind of stuff. So, you know, there could be a little bit of a groundswell of energy. And, you know, there are some new... Let's see. So those national elections are just 1 year away. And let me think here. Yeah, who knows what lays ahead.
Yeah, the one other note of the Gloucester bill is that there was a non-binding referendum question concerning water, fluoride in the water. And the question was, you know, should the city of Gloucester continue to have fluoridated water? And that passed by almost a 2-to-1 vote. So there will be no change with respect to the fluoride in the water supply in Gloucester.
And again, I did enjoy that program, Josh's show. It was just last Friday, actually, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's crazy. It's Wednesday. It seemed like it was a couple of weeks ago. But there were a number of guests speaking to that issue. I found it very interesting because it's an issue that I really hadn't heard. I've heard about it, but not really been able to listen to people discuss it. So that was a very good program. And that regard, you know, nationally, here's one that this is one of mine. The state of Ohio had a referendum question yesterday in their election on legalization of marijuana, both medicinal and recreational. And it went down. I don't know by what percentages, but, you know, I think a lot of folks were dealing with these. You know, you got the Angel program in Gloucester. You got the opioid program problem in New England. And then, you know, people, you know, that marijuana is a gateway drug. I mean, there are worse things than marijuana. There absolutely is. But I think to simply legalize it, I think, is a big mistake. And I'm just sharing my opinion on that piece. And I'm just glad to see that, you know, a state, you know, kind of votes that piece down. As to how folks handle it for medical reasons, all right, I'm open to that piece. You know, that let's take a look at that piece. But I am concerned that these blanket referendums to legalize it are pushing us in another direction where we're trying to push back by getting help for people, but when we're creating this probably huge pipeline of people that eventually will be needing help along these lines. So actually, I was glad to see that one go down in Ohio.
Oh, I see a future show in our forecast, Bill, concerning marijuana.
That's not my issue. Trust me, I know it's some people's issue. It's not my issue, you know, so I just think that, you know, I've listened to experts on that one a little bit and, you know a little bit about it and that it does appear that it is a gateway drug. Now, some people probably use marijuana and stop right there, just like some folks might have a drink and stop right there, and that's fine. But if you look at the people that for example, the Angel program might be addressing, they probably started with marijuana, and that's my point.
Okay, well, as I said, I think that maybe I can talk Josh into having a program about that, get some experts on it, maybe get some commentary from local folk. That would be cool.
Don't have me on, though.
Okay. Whoa. All right, one other note, Bill, on the entertainment and arts page of the Gloucester Times today, there's a nice big article about a local woman who has written a recipe book to save her father's Portuguese recipes. Her name is Ann Ortons. She lives in Gloucester, being published by Page Street Publishing in Salem, and it's her second cookbook. So this one is Portuguese cooking. Authentic Portuguese Cooking is the name of the book.
All right, so we've got a couple of interviews coming up here. You know, I think also, Rick, I'd like to share an interview that we have posted with Dave Curley, who is the boys soccer coach at Rockport High School. I think he has a lot of information on North Shore soccer. We'll run that at the tail end of the program here today. We'll also talk a little bit about the high school football games. In fact, maybe we can just do that very quickly right now. This weekend, we've got the live video Friday night of the Everett at Peabody game at 7 o'clock, and we'll have updated reports on the Marblehead-Gloucester game from Marblehead. And, Rick, the interview's coming up that you have that we have coming up from your post would be which interviews again?
Are these the audio that
Yeah, we've got them.
I think the first two were the mayor, Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, celebrating last night, and that was interesting trying to get a hold of her when she was surrounded by so many good well wishers. And then I believe we also have Senator Bruce Tarr.
No, and there's and the other the counselor is on there too. Who's that?
Oh, you got that one off this one. Oh, that would be Joe Orlando Jr.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so Joe Orlando Jr. So we got Joe Orlando Jr. and Bruce Tarr. And I think the folks, if you want to see the mayor, you got to go to the post because that's more of a visual piece, right? I mean that. I checked that out. So you got to go to the post to see that one, to see the new mayor. But that's one you got to go see, on the post from the elections from the city of Gloucester. So, all right, that's some of the stuff we've got planned for you today. We hope to have Steve Krause with us. Steve is the news editor of the Item, and I know he's been following the Saugus elections and the Lynn elections and the other elections around the North Shore. And I guess actually, Rick, all the Saugus selectmen all got back in. There were some issues around that in the last year or so. Steve knows all about it. I don't. But anyway, they all got reelected yesterday. So and that's it, I guess. So why don't we step aside? We'll jump in with the interviews from Gloucester, and then we'll check in with Dave Curley, who is the boys soccer coach at Rockport High School. They're playing at Manchester on Friday night, I believe it is, in the first round of the MIAA tournament. That we have a post on that as well. And also do check out our other posts. We have talked with the Marblehead girls soccer team, Danvers boys soccer team. We also checked in with Masco boys soccer, some other teams as well. And that's all up on the website from yesterday or from last night. So we have a lot of things happening. And we'll just remind the folks that you're listening to MSONewsSports.com.
With Joe Orlando, the younger now, Joe Orlando, the elder here, and the whole family is here.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Looks like you're going to finish second in this race.
I'm shocked, man. I'm shocked. This is a great thing. The first run in town, and I'm so excited and thankful.
We had you on Friday, and
that's right.
You sound so enthusiastic about doing this. You really want to get into this.
Absolutely, man. We need a new viewpoint, some youth infusion of youth, among other things. And I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and get this thing done.
Looks like a nice infusion, new city council.
Absolutely.
But you're going to be working with a known quantity with the mayor.
Yep. Absolutely. I'm very excited about it.
And Joe, again, a couple of things that are important to you about the city. What do you want to work on? What's your first priority?
We need to be more transparent to the people. We need to be more fiscally responsible. And if we do those two things, we'll be on a much better path to the future. And I'm ready to get started right away.
All right. So one more time, the Orlando family. Here we go.
Orlando family. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Nice. Who's everybody? Tell me who everybody is.
Here. Come here.
Who you got? All right. Ready? Go ahead.
My sister Lisa.
Yep.
My sister Amanda. My mom. My dad. My wife Jamie.
Frank.
Willa. My father-in-law Frank.
Okay.
I think that's everybody who's in the family that's here, right?
This is Steve.
All right. All right. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
And this is North.
All right, with MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore. Senator Bruce Tarr is here at the Gloucester elections. And Senator, you know, you never cease to amaze me. You work a 36-hour day, but how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Rick.
And not involved, but coming to take a look at the local happening.
Well, very much so. I mean, this is a very important thing. Gloucester is electing leaders that we are going to partner with and work to help the citizens of the community. And so I'm very interested in to see what happens, see who we're going to be working with. And you know what I have to say, Rick, and I've observed this to a number of people, that some things change and some things don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all this new technology, and we've got all these fancy computer screens, but isn't it wonderful that there's still a gathering of people watching with great anticipation what's happening here?
And not only that, let me just pan over here to the board up there. I don't know if you can see the board, but where they're writing in up there. You know, and that hasn't changed in the last, I don't know, 50, 60, 100 years.
Many of us can remember Freddie Kyrou struggling to reach the top line of that board
on so many
different occasions.
Yes, indeed. Senator, what's going on in Massachusetts now? What are the big items on your list?
Well, we've only got a limited amount of time left in the formal legislative session, Rick. We're going to stop in the middle of this month, and we're trying to get bills done that have to do with opiates, which is very important mm-hmm. to us here in Gloucester. We're trying to deal with alternative energy and try to help people install more solar panels through an increase in the net metering cap. Mm-hmm. So, and we've also got some issues having to do with the Department of Children and Families, and we're trying to do all of those things with only a handful of formal sessions left to be able to address them.
You mentioned the opiate problem, Bruce, and I know you must be proud of what's going on in Gloucester with the police chief, Leonard Campanello.
Very much so. In fact, Chief Campanello was at the State House again this week, testifying in an informational way before a hearing of the Committee on Substance Abuse, talking about what's happening here, and I was very pleased that I was able to get $100,000 in the state budget for three communities, Gloucester and two others, to develop further the idea of the ANGEL program, because as laudable as it is, it's not a traditional thing for police departments to do, so we're hoping to offer some money to three communities to develop it so that they don't have to take money away from other ways that they keep us safe. We're able to get that, Rick, in an overwhelming way.
Do you think other communities in the state are going to come knocking on your door?
Well, I do. We've already heard from Watertown. Arlington is very interested. We're hearing from Wilmington, which is also in our Senate district. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of communities stepping forward saying, we know we've got to change the way that we deal with this. Maybe it's going to take some experimentation to doing different things by different communities, but that's exactly what I had in mind with this money, so that we can try some new things and we won't overly burden the police department budgets as they stand now.
Anything else you want to mention to the citizens of your district?
Well, first of all, I just want to say how proud people should be as citizens of Gloucester. It's wonderful that we have such great people step forward and seek office and are willing to serve. Without that, we would be lost. Fortunately, people are coming out, and what a great experience
Absolutely.
Here tonight at City Hall. And I just want to say to my constituents that I consider it the highest honor to be able to represent them every day at the State House.
Well, I'm sure it's reciprocated, Bruce. And by the way, we couldn't get along without the Christmas tree that the Tarr family brings in. Is that on its way down?
Well,
soon?
You know, it's a great question, Rick, and I know you are a very close observer of this process.
Absolutely.
So our sister city of Shelburne, Nova Scotia, is really trying to find a couple right now. There's a couple in contention, but it's getting late. So my brother Ringo is getting a little bit concerned, but one way or the other, we will find a tree.
Senator, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much,
Senator
Rick.
Bruce Time. Bruce Tarr, I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports Talk.
Dave Curley, the head coach at Rockport's boys soccer, is joining us here, and they're opening up tournament play at Manchester Essex in a first-round game this week. And, Dave, tell us, you guys are the lower-seeded team coming in at about 500 this year, so tell us about your season.
Sure. I think I think our record is more indicative of some of the problems that we had to deal with during the year. Being the smallest school in the league, to begin with, it's always a battle in the Cape Ann League to be competitive. For us to get to the tournament on any given year is always, we consider it to be quite an accomplishment, and it's always a goal, but when we attain it, we're excited about it. This year we're very excited about it because we had a stretch. In fact, it was the unfortunate time that we just ran into a rash of injuries and illness, and it was during the stretch of six games against the Kinney Division, Cape Ann League teams, the big schools, and we had a difficult time as a result of that stretch, just managing a win and a tie in six games, and that kind of put us behind the eight ball and put us in a situation where going into the last five games of the season, we needed 8 out of 10 points. We were able to do that, winning three and tying two down that stretch, and qualifying in the last game. So I feel like we've got some momentum going. We have also been under pressure in all of those games to, at one point, if we were to lose, we would be out. And that's kind of a tournament mentality, a kind of a tournament situation and circumstance that we've been dealing with for a couple of weeks. And we're going to hopefully be able to carry that over into our opening round game up at Manchester.
No, I understand what you're saying. That brings it very clear. And when you look at that Baker division that you're in, that's a tough division when you got Manchester Essex this year having a great year, and Hamilton Wenham has been very tough this year. So not too many easy games for you guys, right?
No, there aren't any easy games in the Cape Ann League, and there haven't been for some time. We've been quite fortunate over the last 7 to 10 years to be able to qualify, and this is, don't hold me to this, I want to say this is our either our eighth in the last 9 years or seventh in the last 8 years that we've been able to qualify for the tournament. And in years past, we've qualified earlier, not in the last game of the season, and won a few championships in the Baker Division during that stretch. And it is always, you're absolutely right, Bill, it's a battle every game in the Cape Ann League for everyone, and this year was no different. Not just, you know, the Kinney, the large school, you know, I think Newburyport might have finished in the cellar over in the Kinney division, and quite honestly, if they're playing in the Northeast Conference, they're in the tournament. that's how good they were, and they struggled. You know, they weren't able to get to 500. In our division, Amesbury and Ipswich, who finished in Georgetown, who finished behind us, would be very, very competitive in a lot of the leagues, the Northeast Conference, the Catholic Schools, Catholic League, that have, you know, teams in the tournament right now. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The Cape Ann League is a tough league, and the schools coming out of there in all of the divisions are battle-tested, and certainly the ones in the Baker division are the ones that are most battle-tested. We're D4 schools playing against the North Reddings and Pentuckets and Tritons and Masconomets that do very, very well in their respective division 2 and 3 in the tournament. So I know, in talking with Mike D'Agostino over the weekend, the St. Mary's coach, I know he's very happy that one of us is going to be eliminated tomorrow night. I don't think there are any teams in the D4 that want to play Hamilton or Manchester or Rockport if they can help it.
Well, Dave, you're right. Rockport has a great tradition in soccer. And tell me about this year's team. Who have you been counting on this year, and who will you be counting on in your game at Manchester Essex?
Yep, we've had a great group of seniors this year that have worked really, really hard all off season and in preparation for this upcoming year. The two standouts are Matteo Laverde and Andrew Warren, and they have been on the squad for 4 years. As freshmen and sophomores, they were on Cape Ann League championship teams. The last 2 years, they were both last year, they were second-team Cape Ann League All-Stars, and this year they were both first-team All-Stars. Matteo anchors the center of our back line and is just a very, very fluid, highly skilled, just instinctive, very, very well-rounded player in his first-team selection. Speaks to that. And Andrew's at the other end of the lineup. He's up top, and he's our go-to scorer, arguably. Kyle Sedler over Pentucket was the leading scorer in the league, but Andrew scores in a different way. Andrew is a real, real sniper that most of his goals come from 15 to 20 yards out. He has a cannon of a shot and is very accurate with it. And those two stand out. Two other senior captains, Nick Sanfilippo and Dylan Vecchione. Nick is an inside back for us, and Dylan a wing midfielder, and they have provided great leadership all year long for the kids as two of our three captains. Nick was named to the second-team All-Star in the Cape Ann League this year, which indicates, you know, he had quite a year for us in the back line as well. Gideon Rowell is a junior, and he's a three-year starter for us, and he was also a second-team Cape Ann League All-Star. We were fortunate to have four players in the game, and throw a shout-out to the Baker team for winning 2-0 over their larger counterparts. Another senior that's been big for us this year is Buddy Fears. He's in the goal, taking over Jake Rostowski. Has manned the nets the last 2 years. And Buddy, who was a very good field player for us, was forced to jump into the net for us and has done a great job. Kids that had real solid, like I said, a very strong finish in the last five games. We only gave up one goal. Both of them were 1-1 ties, two goals, I should say, in those last five games. Both 1-1 ties with Manchester, Essex, and Hamilton.
Well, that speaks well. So as you look toward that game against Manchester Essex, I mean, put it. What are you expecting in that game, and then put it maybe into some context as to the previous matchups this year.
I got to tell you, Bill, there won't be any surprises, and I don't think there'll be any surprises on either side. You know, both Rob Billsbury, coach over there, and myself, we've seen each other. We've played each other twice. We've probably seen each other. I know I've seen him three or four other times. I know he's seen me two or three other times anyway, if not more. No surprises. We're not expecting any of that. What we are expecting is a very, very tough game to play. They're really well coached, very disciplined group. They're the defending four champions, Division IV North champions, and Eastern Mass finalists last year. And they've got the majority of their core players back from last year. Marco Caper in the goal is arguably the best goalkeeper on the North Shore. I don't think there are a lot of coaches that would argue that point. Henry Rohner up top is a handful. He reminds you a lot of Rooney over from Man U. Very rugged, fast, and just deadly when he gets close to the goal. Georgie Lance is another all-league player, first-team all-star. He and Marco Caper were first-team all-stars, and Henry was a second-teamer. George plays just about anywhere Rob needs him. And no matter where he plays, if he's up top, in the middle of the field, or in the back line, he's probably their best all-around player. So we're not expecting anything different. The rest of the team is experienced, poised, and well-coached. And I anticipate this to be not unlike the games we've had the last 3-4 years. They're usually one-goal games and, decided in the last 10 minutes of the match, five minutes of the match. Yeah.
Well, Dave, great catching up with you, but is there anything else you want to share with us about your team this year at Rockport High School?
There isn't anything other than the fact that I'm really, really pleased with not only the way the kids closed out the season, but as difficult as it was going through that middle stretch with the injuries, that was an opportunity for a lot of the younger players to step into roles that it was really trial by fire. And as a result of that, we are deeper and have more experience going into the tournament than we've had in a long time because of that. We got our two outside backs, one is a freshman and the other one is a sophomore. Kurt Roll is a sophomore, and Nolan Collins is a freshman, and they're starting for us in place of two seniors that started the year there, and their play is, them along with another sophomore, Jason Kluge, David Ward in midfield, another sophomore, up front, Quinn, Jameson Cam, and Quinn Murdoch. These are guys that were all going to play, I wouldn't say insignificant roles, but not major roles this year, and have had to step into starting roles, and as a result, we're much better suited for the tournament now as a result of that experience that they got this fall.
Well, Dave, good talking with you. Best of luck, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Okay, Bill, thanks for calling, and always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yep. Dave Curley, the boys soccer coach at Rockport High School on MSONewsSports.com.
All right, nice listening to Dave Curley. I actually ski with Dave once in a while. Can't keep up with him, but Dave takes a lot of guys up to Attitash once in a while, skiing a lot of the Rockport coaches and so on. But great story, Rockport soccer continuing to be a force in the Cape Ann League with such a small number of kids in the school. So that's great, and glad Coach Curley is still in there. I also will have an interview coming up with Gloucester Harbor Master Jim Colquette. Hope to be talking with him today on Wednesday, and we should have that posted either Wednesday or Thursday.
All right, sounds good. And again, please email us with any of your ideas. We're always looking for ideas of different things to do and to cover. And you could do that by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter, as we had election updates from the different communities last night on our Twitter feed, MSO News Sports. MSONewsSports.com. And also, you can check us out on Facebook at MSO News Sports. MSO News Sports is what it would be. And the same, I guess, would be the Twitter would be MSO News Sports. So that's it. And again, our football broadcast this weekend, the live video streaming on Friday night with the Everett at Peabody game, 7 o'clock. Reports on the Gloucester-Beverly game. And again, we got to point out that we cannot do a game from Marblehead because of the limited space. They have basically four windows at the high school. Nothing against us. It's nothing. They got their hands tied as to what they can do, and we just can't do it. So we'll have reports on that game Friday night from Marblehead with Paul Ingram, right, Rick? Paul Ingram will be doing this.
Coach Ingram will be there, and, you know, that's going to be a good one. We invite everybody to turn out. The weather's been great. Football season is heading toward, the finish line. So absolutely go out and support your local school.
And with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.